It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda Pies from Castle View Hospital. And we are going to talk, we got International Days coming up. And one of the funnest parts of International Days every year, makes me wish I was a kid again, is Kids Day up at the park. And it's sponsored by the hospital and a bunch of other folks. And we're going to talk all about Kids Day right now. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, thanks for having us. We appreciate it, Dave.
So, Kids Day, like I said, it makes me wish I was a kid once again. It's going to take place on Friday, right?
Yes, of course. Kids Day is going to be kicking off Price International Days along with the Kids Parade, as every year. Castleview Hospital is a very, very proud sponsor of Kids Day. We know that our mission in making communities healthier truly starts with our youth, because if we can instill good health, good visions, good drive in our children, it's going to improve our community for years and years to come.
And we were just talking before we came on the air, you know, this is just one more thing that Castleview Hospital does for this community in a way to give back. So let's kick it all off. What time does it start? All that good stuff.
Kids Day starts at 10 a.m., and of course, it will be located in the same location right across from the Desert Wave Pool on the USU Eastern campus grounds right there. In the lawn part, we're going to have bounce houses from Den & Jen's Bouncers with Riley Leota. We're going to have 300 free kids snow cones once again this year, and we've partnered up with Canyon Ice to help provide that to the community. We have pretty much all of our providers in the Castle Valley area are going to be present right there at Kids Day with fun activities, games, prizes at every single booth. Great giveaways. I believe one of our providers is going to be giving away bikes to the kids. All sorts of fun stuff is going to be happening. We will have, you know, little hydration stations at the Castleview booth because, Dave, you got me pretty excited that it's going to be cooler.
I was
going
to say, we don't want to talk about it too much,
yeah,
though.
You never know. You never know what Mother Nature will have in store for us that morning, but we want to make sure everybody stays hydrated and has a great time because it's going to be another wonderful event. A couple of our other partners that we have joining in on the fun is the CARE Coalition. That's the Carbon Addiction Reduction Elimination Coalition. They're going to have some great fun things going on at their booth joining us this year, as well as Price City Fire is going to be bringing a fire truck, and our Carbon County EMS team are going to be there as well with an ambulance and fun stuff for you guys to bring the kids to.
I just want to go up and run the lights and sirens on both of them. That's all.
Right. I want to drive a fire truck just once.
Maybe. We'll talk to Fitz. Maybe he'll get you in there.
Maybe in the parade where I'm not allowed to go faster than 10 miles an hour. That's probably the best bet.
And in a straight line.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't need to turn it anywhere. Have you seen me back up a truck?
No.
It's bad. It's okay. Bad news bears, even with a backup camera. So a fire truck, it'll be fun, but only in a straight line.
All right. So let's talk about more of the things. You know, like I said, Castleview Hospital does a lot for the community and is their way to give back. And it's really all part of your guys' mission for the community as a whole, isn't it?
It really is. Our mission that we make every decision around is making communities healthier. So we always like to kick off the year with our free ice skating event for the community, for families. Any opportunity we have to bring families closer together, we want to just take advantage of that. We have cooking classes for families that we team up with the CARE Coalition for to encourage healthy cooking and eating dinner as a family. Of course, we have Kids Day. We have our Halloween event, which is usually our trunk or treat, but there's a good chance we're going to be switching things up this year for an even more fun community event that we offer. We have done Cookies with Santa that has transitioned into the Santa Express for the children. Last year, we did a drive-through event. This year, it will be much of the same, but more entertainment for the cars all the way down. We just really value the community that we live in. We thank you every day for choosing Castleview Hospital. And any event that we can focus on for our, like I said, our youth and our families, that's what we want to do. That's what we love.
Of course. And that's the great thing about Castleview Hospital. Once again, let's run it all down. Kids Day coming up this Friday, starting at 10, right?
10
snow cones,
to noon.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, we're very excited. We hope to see everybody there. Come out, support your Price International Days, and make sure you bring the kids.
And have fun. That's what it's going to be most important on that day. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate you guys.
We've been speaking with Amanda Pies from Castleview Hospital. It's all about Kids Day coming up Friday, starting at 10 in the morning. Get on up there and have some fun. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.